Wenn deine Matratze so bequem ist, dass die ganze Familie darauf schlafen will. Sogar das Pony. Das ist meine Matratze Lasse. Mit 21 cm Höhe in getesteter Markenqualität. Jetzt ab 99 Euro. Auf otto.de. Das ist Otto.
Suspicious Minds.
What's up, fool? What's up, fool? Podcast. What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
Man, we missed you guys last week, man. Me and Rodrigo Torres right here.
Yeah, man. Missed you.
Lisa right here, man, wearing the Night of the Living Dead t-shirt. The Day of the Dead t-shirt.
Day of the Dead.
Special edition.
No more after
we have
November.
Special guests here.
That's it? Also, that's cool.
We have East of the River here.
Welcome, man.
Hey.
Boyle Heights finest.
We have Mezcalito and...
Don't sleep in the house.
That's your name?
Yeah, I go about don't sleep, sir.
Give it up for Ziggy's.
All right.
I'm Zay. What's up?
What's up, Zay?
Who are we missing?
We have a little Patty right here, my daughter.
What's good?
You have good hair.
I do. Thank you. It's good jeans.
My good. See, when I was a little kid, I wanted my hair long. I would have never known it would grow to be like that.
But you wanted your hair short for a while, like Dick Butkus.
No, that was later on.
Oh, I thought that.
But I wanted my hair long.
What are we talking about, man?
I thought my hair was going to come off feather back, you know, like Ozzy. But I didn't know it was curly.
Looking like a white trash lady?
No, it was long, bro, like a feather back hair, bro, like a badass.
Majestic.
Just straight,
majestic.
Then.
No, man, straight.
Majestic.
Was feather back. Oh, damn. You know how it goes when it parts like this?
It came with an aura.
Leather moccasins, bro.
Trying to
damn.
Be like,
damn.
It's a whole
Exer souls.
Metal and Grateful Dead.
Already be a stoner.
The Fabio of Boyle Heights.
Hell yeah. But then that went away, and then people started dressing up as they're going to the clubs with flat tops.
Oh,
and a little spiky hair, bro.
Z-Cafe
cheese,
though?
I tried that shit, bro, and my hair wouldn't spike up. And I realized I have curly hair, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else had straight, you know, like you, straight spiky hair. I had fucking curls.
Wavy.
Yeah, that shit started curling when I grew it long.
This week, man, we're in San Francisco, man, at the Warfield Theater at 8 o'clock. Here's the lineup, man. We got a couple of people that I'm going to hook up because they hooked me up back in the days, you know? You don't forget, motherfucker, that paid you chump change, you know, but you still get the show. But these guys actually came through. Like, sometimes you're sitting at home, like, man, is this, like, you start reevaluating your life, man, thinking about, man, this shit, man. You start going through your finances in your head. You know, I'm going to hang myself this
real
week.
Real quick.
Then along comes a dude with a gig. And when I was the last comic standing, I was cash poor. All my money was that NBC was still holding it. So I had no money. So then Butch Escobar said, fuck, all the, Joe Diaz canceled.
Bro, I couldn't make it. I fucking got stuck on a flight from fucking Cuba to Australia. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
Kangaroo and
so,
shit.
So we got Butch Escobar opening up the show. Rodrigo Choi is going to bring him up. And then we have Johnny Roque. And then we have...
Lydia Popovich. At Hater Tuesday?
At Hater Tuesday. She's
very,
gonna
very
up.
Funny.
Man. She's very, very funny, man. Then after that, we're going to go to San Diego. Toby Hicks.
Was good. But before that, I heard y'all going to the Raider and the Frisco gang.
That's true.
Oh, you can't tell anybody?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Did Toby find out? Was he all sad?
No.
I don't think he could do that weekend.
I got my children.
We're going to go to the... We're going to go to one of the most saddest games in the NFL. The 49ers, who are 1-7, versus the Oakland Raiders, who are 1-7.
They're trying,
they're
man.
They're battling for last place.
The battle of the Bay, bro.
Those tickets, bro, are more expensive than the tickets were for the fucking Rams versus the Green Bay Packers this week at the Coliseum.
And they're losing.
They're
teams.
More expensive.
More expensive.
Yeah.
And the
like
fucking Rams
times.
Are 7-8-0.
That's the Raiders fans are loyal
and they were
as
trying,
fuck.
They were trying to give away tickets this
yeah,
week.
Yeah, man.
I heard they dropped their prices
because
nasty.
The
there were
Series.
Three times more.
I still won't go, man.
$79? Nah, man. It's three times more. That costs $240. $180 to sit way, way on top.
Fuck. Shit's expensive. We can't party in the Bay with $20, bro.
So we'll be at the game, man. Look for us, man. Look for us. We're going to be walking around and looking freaky. We might dress up for the game. I might dress up. I think I am. I'm going to be like...
You should paint your face.
If I paint my face, is that appropriation?
I don't even know what appropriation is.
You're going to break out if you do.
Yeah, so these are the millennials here.
Only appropriation if you're out there painting people faces.
If I'm making money from it, I guess.
You can have your own face, but don't start your own business with it.
If I'm not, I guess that's true.
I'm going to grow dreads and be a Rasta, man.
Yeah, man.
Appropriating somebody else's culture?
I know, man. You don't want to see no white boy dressed like a Tapatio, man.
What do the Tapatio man has blue eyes?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
A lady one time.
You wanted to cross over.
Some lady one time showed me her Halloween costume with her husband, and they were both cholos. She was a chola. He was a chola. But these
horrible
cholos. These are like 40-50-year-old white people.
Mm. And I was like, this is
a little offensive.
At that point, it's just kind of like, you're kind of just diving into your own thing. You're entering at your own risk.
I know. It was really...
You better find a safe zone.
Wow.
I don't think I would show that photo to anybody.
Well, you know what, man? Blood in, Blood Out has crossed over to a lot of people.
All over the world. Thanks to Disney.
Hold
shit.
On, I'm trying to get this up.
Fucking distribution will get your ass all over the globe.
I'll be at San Diego at the Balboa Theater. Mm. Okay?
Saturday, man.
San Diego. 8 o'clock. That'll be Saturday, November 3rd. Toledo, Ohio, November 8th through the 10th. That's right, man. We're going to be cold in Toledo, man. Buffalo, New York. Whoa, watch out.
Colder.
Today is 43 degrees there, but it feels like 32.
I can't feel my toes.
It's going to be Toby Hicks.
And, fool that.
I brought it just for the comedy, bro.
I was going to turn into a popsicle, fool.
Toby Hicks? Huh?
I'm not sure.
Skinny, bro. He's real thin.
He's right here, dog.
He's thin, bro. He's real thin.
So he got no fat, dog.
So
on
be
that
in
fool.
Buffalo, November 16th to the 18th at Helium Comedy Club. Helium. We might go to Niagara Falls and throw Toby over.
Fuck, that fool get thrown over the wind.
The mist might take that fool. Also, Tempe, Arizona. What? Tempe, Arizona, December 7th through the 9th. I think that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Denver. That will sell out, so get your tickets early.
That will sell out. Not like Toledo, Ohio. Denver, Colorado.
Well, for Toledo or Buffalo, we can give you free tickets if you're in that area if you email fans@felipesworld.com. Only those shows because, you know, we're building that market, so we've got free tickets.
Yeah, this goes out for anybody who wants to come over from Toronto and drive 2 hours or 3 hours to Buffalo.
Toronto people have asked you
so
to come
over. Canada. What's up? Toronto. What's up, that area. Brantford. If you want to come to the show, man, we got you, man. Bring your passport. Bring some maple syrup, bro.
I know, right? On some fucking
pancakes. That's good, huh? Have you had it?
Yeah, dude.
Have you had it?
Like real maple syrup?
Yeah, real maple syrup. No. Pure.
You can buy it. That's what we have at home. Yeah. You can buy it in the store.
A lot of people don't do that
shit. You
still
around Jemima, bro.
We
got Mezcalito right here, bro. We got a fucking video, bro.
Yeah, you guys. It was badass.
Thank you for coming out on that video.
We got Alex DeLore. Shout out, Alex.
Yeah, shout out to Alex.
His car, right?
Alex made this shirt, too.
He came through super clutch.
All these shout outs for Alex. Give it up, man.
Hey, Alex DeLore showed up to that video, bro. That's going to be a video where everybody gets fucked up, eh? That fool showed up with no sleep, bro, and a bottle of tequila. And then he started passing it around, bro. Everybody looked at the man. Who brought their dad?
Who brought their sad uncle, man?
Hey, he had a
90s rap video, huh? What?
Shouts out to the homies who are driving the whips, though.
Yeah, but he had his own ride. He showed up with his own driver, bro.
Yeah, dude, you were all fucking
Even in Alex DeLarge has his own Birdman.
Yeah, fucking got
a driver. I think he knew he was going to be drinking, so yeah, that was smart.
That was fun, man. That was very nice of him to just show up, and, you know, they're very kind.
Representing, shout out. Doug.
Yes, Eric Ballard, Bill Burr, and Al Madrigal, they started the All Things Comedy Network, mm-hmm. And now I think Bill Burr and Al Madrigal and Bert Kreischer are like board members. So
it's like they made a board.
Yeah, they made it, man. So
there's several
things are happening, man. Swingers Club and Tempe again. Calmate, Omar Gonzalez. You
horny ass fool there,
devil,
huh?
You.
Sharpening that knife right now, huh? He's off the loso, huh?
I forget my teeth got dry, bro, when he said that. I don't want to go there no more. I think if I were to go there now, I'd probably get depressed, bro.
Dude, I don't want
to that age where I'm not turned on by five guys and one sad woman. Or, but you even think about it, remember when you go to like these swinger bars, like, I don't want to go there where it's going to be just guys like who look like me, bro.
Fuck that. I just want
guys to get grossed out by me being there. I don't want to be grossed out by other people.
I just don't want...
You know it's bad. Yeah, because I'm being... Like, if you're getting... Like, I'm the only one that's nasty there. Like, everybody's good looking and in shape. And they look at me and go, oh, that's cool. He showed up. But I don't want to go to, like, a place, like a swingers place where everybody looks like me and Rodrigo. And the chicks look like me and Rodrigo.
First of all.
And then I'm going to be like, damn, man. I could have just imagined this.
If I go, there's going to be nothing but hot chicks, man.
Not if you go there, bro. There's going to be no hot chicks, bro. This is a swingers bar.
Everything's swinging.
Everybody.
Hot chicks don't need to go to swingers bar.
No, unless you go to
those ones, asshole.
You walk into the grocery store. You know.
The ranch in Las Vegas.
They charge you, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Bunny Ranch.
Yeah. Exactly, bro. At swingers bars, man, a woman got to be like, came in there for directions and somebody took bread with a hand.
I heard there's a swingers bar right there in San Bernardino, dog.
Riverside, right?
San Bernardino, right there by Cal State San Bernardino. But if you go in there with a girl and she's hot, you only have to pay $70. But if you go there by yourself, you can't go there by yourself. But for a guy, it's $150-$200.
Wow, man, prices went up, dog. When I was at Tempe, it was $40 for a guy.
How do you know?
Because I went with Darren Carter. It was sad. That fool wearing his fucking... He'd like been there before, I guess.
Molester shorts?
He was wearing the little
Daisy
swimming
Dukes
trunks from Roosevelt High School, bro. The one that had a little panty liner inside.
Like the ones that Rodney Dangerfield?
The chila hanging out just at the side.
But that was in the what? Like early 2000s when you guys did that shit?
I didn't have no underwear one time, bro. Everything was dirty, I guess. And I put on those shorts, bro, for underwear to go to school. Fool. I was walking, bro, like somebody sodomized me?
Sateed you, eh?
Sodomized.
Bro, I had like a rash on the side of my thigh, bro.
How did
red.
You fit in those shorts?
No, I had swimming trunks.
Oh.
But I didn't have no underwear that day. Oh. So I put them over my pants.
I thought you put his on.
Whose?
Darren Carter's. That's what I thought you were saying. Didn't that sound like what he was saying?
No, the story went from like 2001 back to like the early years of Felipe in the 7th, 8th grade. Eh? I seen them all young walking around all fucking early.
It switched without me knowing. I was lost for
my stories are like a montage. You got to pay attention.
But those are like kickball shorts, dude.
Kickball
shorts. Little small little shorts and shit. Yeah, swingers, man. They're everywhere though, right? But dude, there has to be a
shout
place
out to
where
kill.
Like,
it's all
kill
news
C-Ray
to me. Shit.
I think women who are at those swingers clubs are usually there because of their man.
Oh, they get kind of forced.
Kinda, not forced, but coerced.
Oh, dude,
talk into
that,
it, and then they're like, "Oh, gross! I got to be with this guy. Like, I got to play too." You know,
it's a place I walk in there and I see Mega Man pushing a push broom, bro.
Dude, the podcast,
happy, bro.
There was a.
Selling merch for that place.
When he's hanging out with Frank and all those fools in high school, there was a family that we knew this fool. His parents used to be swingers back in the day. And then the guy that they used to swing with came back and took his mom. Oh, and they left the dad.
Cold world.
Yeah, dog. Swinging don't when be working
you,
out in the
when you put out in the market like that.
Yeah, you can't be throwing your lady out there like that, man. Not even, man.
Not even. Dang, you took it back.
Ugh.
Not even.
Not even. It right was so fool. Oh, man. Also, December 31st, I'm going to be in Denver, Colorado at the Paramount Theater.
New Year's Eve.
That's going to be fun. New Year's Eve. Yeah, man. You guys enjoying your beers, everybody?
Yes.
You want one?
No, I'm good right now. I was going to plug the little Riverside show. Everybody at Riverside IE, please come out to Viva Los Jokes November 13th at Zacatecas Cafe.
The big IE.
Yeah, man. 8 p.m.
What does it stand for again?
Inland Empire.
Yeah, man, you better stick to IE.
Well, motherfuckers started going to jail and shit. Where are you from, dog?
The IE. Everyone trying to sound cool, huh?
Little the acronyms, IE. Dog.
Where you
shout
from?
Out to the homies from the IE.
Yeah,
do people try to say Boyle Heights to make it sound cool? Because that already sounds cool.
That's the shit that I got for the video. That was the one thing that people were talking shit. Like,
what?
The only little thing was the Boyle Heights East LA thing.
Yeah,
and you know how
I saw comments.
That was only, I'm the same way. I'm like, come on, dog.
They have those fights on his thing. Anytime, if he even just lets slip East LA, they're like, Boyle Heights is not, and then there'll be a whole fight in the comments.
That one when I did my little tour of Boyle Heights and East LA,
right.
It ended with, I was at the border. of Boyle Heights in East LA doing, shooting which a is? Video, which is right there where the snow cones are.
Oh, where you can get the
on Indiana. Indiana.
Yeah, Indiana. Yeah, Indiana. That's the border of that side.
Right, right. When you pass that, you're officially in
East LA. LA.
Didn't there even a sign? A, there's you're a not, sign, right?
If you're a jack in the box, you're in East LA.
You gotta go a little more down.
If you're in snow cones, you're in Boyle Heights. But if you go down that side, it'll but if you go down to like Whittier, that's where the sign really is. Whittier, right? Whittier in Indiana?
Yeah, that's where it'll say, welcome to East LA.
Not
you know, or in the Whittier
but
sign.
But there's
Whittier
also some thing. Fools that say they're from East LA. They're not even from East LA. They're from El Sereno.
From Pomona.
Pomona. Yeah, right. Pomona.
You know, if you want to get, you dice
from,
it up that
like,
way.
Rosemead. Right.
Fuck, Pomona, you're too fucking far away. No, you're by
Montebello,
the
Pomona.
I say Boyle Heights.
I mean,
unless
it's
someone who's
yeah, but it's not East LA. But I mean, you don't have any overlap with people that are from East LA. They say they're from Boyle Heights. It's always like someone from, what are you from? You know, it's more familiar.
Or people who want to get super technical.
Right.
Right.
But it's older fools,
that's East Los Angeles. And they're like, nah.
Shout out to San Bernardino, bro. San Berdu.
Berdu, man.
All the swinger bars. That's why.
Swinger bars.
But some people
and
like I remember when people are gangbanging, like, they'll write like BHTS, right?
Yeah.
Right. Boyle Heights what?
Just Boyle Heights. That was,
oh, okay. Oh,
that was its own gang for that. So even within that, people will be like, fuck Boyle Heights, but they live in Boyle Heights, but they're not talking about Boyle Heights. It's like,
but that's the thing, though, dude. I think it's, if you keep on doing it, you know, people are just breaking down and go, you know, I am from Boyle Heights. Hey, those fools are from Boyle Heights. Then you know what I mean? But East LA got all famous with all the movies.
Someone from the other side of the world ain't going to know.
Yeah.
Like, I say Boyle Heights, they're like, where is that? I go, it's East LA. It's on the east side of LA.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So it's East LA.
And also,
right.
Well, when the helicopter's chasing somebody, we have a car chase here in East LA. You're watching, man, that's not East LA, bro.
Yeah,
chasing that with commerce.
Yeah, it's East of Los Angeles. East in the greater Los Angeles area.
Yeah.
This was their San Bernardino.
What's that place between East LA and Commerce? In Industry? City of Industry? That's in between, right?
No. That's that Commerce, Montebello, and East LA. Oh, okay.
And Vernon.
Vernon. That's what I'm thinking of. Vernon. It is industrial, which made me think
Shut
of
up,
and
Kelsey
then
it starts
creeping into like Southgate and all that shit. Maywood.
That's
that
where I'm from.
That tour of Boyle Heights, and then the East, and we're having we're at King Taco, and I said, these are the best tacos in East LA, right? No, in Boyle Heights, but we're actually in East LA, and that's where Flaco showed up. Fuck you, Holmes. This is East Los. Mm-hmm. And he was wearing an I Love East Los shirt, and I was wearing a Boyle Heights shirt.
But when you give interviews and stuff around the country, you're right. The people are
always
only familiar
LA.
With East LA because they know East LA from movies and TV.
Right.
You know, Cheech.
But now it's for you.
Even if the
stuff.
Movie took place in Boyle Heights,
right.
They'll still identify
East LA.
So
Blood and Blood Out was in Boyle Heights. Yeah. Those are the projects.
Unless you finally do a movie where you just mention Boyle Heights and not East LA and start developing, man, you guys got to put it out there, man.
Born in East LA was shot right there, right? By your mom's house.
But yeah. But that's more older fools doing that shit. Fools that are probably like, they're like
that's
right
like
the on
the
fringe of their 60s
thing.
Now.
Yeah, like
well, it's people who used to be tough.
Yeah.
And now they want to be tough online.
But it's also like those fools that have that beef with Cesar Chavez in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
Where they say, I don't even call it Cesar Chavez. It's Brooklyn, bro. Relax.
That's the old one. I don't even call it MLK. I call it
Santa
Barbara.
Google Maps,
I don't recognize
that's even,
Brooklyn.
That one's like, I didn't even know that
that's
was
the old
name
man.
Of the street.
So old man told me that one time.
First of all,
so where you from? Los Angeles Dodgers over here?
I'm from Highland Park, bro. Northeast Los Angeles, sir.
Where at?
Northeast Los Angeles, Highland Park.
Hell yeah, man.
Rare not too far from Boyle Heights.
Now they call it H Park, huh? People, the hipsters?
HLP.
Oh, HLP. HP is Huntington Park.
Huntington Park.
Yeah, it's always been
Huntington
Park. Spice right there.
HP always been Huntington Park, man. Huntington Park wasn't built in a day, bro. It just looked that way.
It's literally just Pacific.
That's fucking Tijuana right there, dog.
Shout out to HP.
I believe that's where that vegan restaurant we had at your show was located at, right? Highland Park?
Well, they do pop-ups over there a lot.
Okay,
they don't have a physical
that
space
good,
yet.
Huh?
That shit was fire, bro. It was like my first time eating vegan.
Taqueria Veganza with Raul.
Raul.
His spot, He's moved all around LA. Mm-hmm. I don't really know where he sits.
They're there on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Yeah.
What's up, food special? Rest in peace. Shout out to a fam's father, Abel Mora. Abel Mora, what's up, homie? Who passed away last week? He was a big fan. He was a big. And she likes to listen.
She listens to the podcast. She's a listener.
She's all ears.
Well, that's confusing right here. He was a big fan to listen to.
He's a big fan, and she listens to the podcast.
Okay. He was a big fan, and she listened to the podcast.
Yeah, her dad was a big fan of your comedy.
Shout out to
podcast.
Kim Morales.
Rest in peace.
And Chata.
Kim Mora.
At Chat at Beta, I'm
12,
sorry.
I think it is.
I saw, I'm going to wear my glasses. So.
You know where your glasses. Beta at Beta 7, the word 7 and the number 7. That's a confusing one.
So, rest and in peace to your father, man.
Rest in peace to your dad.
Abel Mora. It's funny, man. You get older, man. You start seeing food from high school passing out. But then you see it on your Facebook, and you're like, oh, you should delete this fool. I thought he didn't like me no more. I know he was dead.
The last couple of years been the most deaths I've seen in forever, dog.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody's dying, dog. Healthy fools, too, dog.
Oh, yeah, that, like, Siddiqui. Dude, that was such a surprise.
That was surprising, man.
He was an athlete.
Yeah, like, he's saying, like, you're all fat and shit, so you're dead at 50, dog. Fucking skinny fool doing backflips all dead.
Wait, what was he, 40? He was 50.
I think 43,
44. Well, these
are yeah. It's trippy when you start saying, yeah, but he was young, huh? When you were old, a little kid, you'd be like, he's 40. That motherfucker's old.
I know, man. When I was a little kid, people were dying at 70, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they still
people died of natural causes at 70, bro, not 40.
Hey, but
those kids dying of natural causes in the hood too, bro, like getting shot.
Well, I was gonna say, like, the people that were dying where they were older when we were little were people of natural causes, and now fools are fucked up with fast food and drugs, dog.
Sure,
you know what I mean?
Yep.
Clogging up the little
people family. Love that little grasa, bro.
Yeah, I was having a procedure a few weeks ago.
Procedure, grasa.
Procedure, and the guy in the bed next to me on the we're waiting for surgery. And
moaning.
He's in the hallway with his wife. No, he wasn't moaning. He was an older man.
Staring at your feet.
No, but I heard them talking. No, he's with his wife. Shut up.
They still look.
But do they?
They look bored.
Tell me more about how married men look.
Just the other married men.
I'd like to know more of your secrets.
Not me, Billy.
Yeah, not you. You don't fall into that category. Interesting.
So what happened?
Anyway, the doctors were talking about, like, they were worried a little bit because his arteries were so hard. Like, he was having a heart surgery, but, like, they were worried about, like, the actual, like, blood, and, like, putting the IVs in and all that stuff, that his arteries were so hard. But it's all from the food.
Who do that homeless guy joke about hard?
And he wasn't even fat.
Hey, man, what's up? Hey, you a comedian? I got some jokes for you, Mr. Esposa. Hey, man, what did one nut say to the other nut?
What?
That motherfucker in the middle think he hard.
Wow.
He was funny though, dog. That's a little cellmate jokes, huh? You don't tell anybody I told you that shit, they gonna think I'm gay, dog.
That's funny cellmate jokes.
It's like, you know what I mean, though?
For real, that, you're trying to go to sleep with your cellmate.
Shut up, dog.
Oh, this just made me forget I was in prison.
Yeah, what? I'm stuck up in a comedy club.
Hey, but if a homeless person told me that joke, you got to give him a dollar after
no,
that.
No, I only give a homeless person a dollar if they sing me a song, dog.
You give him free tickets, though, didn't you?
I give him free tickets on his birthday.
Yeah. It was his birthday, dog.
Was he homeless?
No.
He was hanging out in the park. He didn't look homeless to me.
He was going to do an interview on the radio, dog.
What happened was we had just came out of doing radio, and we had that Louis, the 13. And that fool was driving in with his wife. And they, you know, he lowered his window real hard. That smells good. And I forgot to
go. He didn't recognize you. No. He just recognized the smell.
He recognized the smell of good shit. And then he just started walking towards. Save me some. So
and you did.
We gave it to him. Happy birthday, man. How'd you know it was my birthday? I didn't know. I'll be here to collect some free tickets. I said, well, I'm gonna give you more free tickets, man. Here's my two tickets to my comedy show tonight.
Did he come?
No.
Oh.
But then, no, he probably did. We, he just didn't,
he didn't know
see
how
him, dude.
He didn't know how to
but they look like motherfuckers that didn't have nothing to do on that Saturday night. I'm going to take you out, babe. Put on her good clothes and shit.
But he was funny.
Yeah, he was funny, dog.
He probably ended up getting loaded before the show and was passed out.
Like, joint for that little roach home. Fucked me up. Yeah.
He got pulled over again for that roach. He probably got pulled over for that roach and got him two strikes.
Thank you, Felipe.
Yeah, man.
What's up, fool? Shout out to Juan Vargas over there.
Vargas. Oh, Vargas. He's in Mexico Juan City Vargas, today. Man. And Rodrigo gave him tips on getting the bait pen through.
Oh, this fool. I was like, fuck, dude, I got to answer those questions, you know, real quick.
What's the wildest question you've gotten as a an artist from artist or from a fan?
I mean, people like.
The wildest shit, though.
Wildest? Fuck, like.
Advice most of the time. Huh?
Advice or like, can I sleep in your studio or can I, you know, borrow something that I ain't got or something like that, you know?
Yeah,
people perceive different shit and they just think like, oh, you got it. You can hook me up.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I don't think I've been asked anything crazy. It's kind of similar. I think people just kind of assume certain things. I mean, I've been asked, like,
rude shit, naked pictures?
Oh, yeah. That's the
definition. She gets it way worse. She gets it way worse as a female MC, especially in rap.
So at one point, there were people like, there was one guy who pretty much said that, I will never forget it, too. He told me that he respected me so much as an artist that he wanted to please me orally.
Oh.
And I was just like,
thank you, sir.
Thank you, but fuck no.
I bet you the guy's a liberal.
I mean, I don't even know. You get that delete block combo from me, you know, at that point. But I mean, like, something that crazy that people have asked is, like, can you hook me up with this? Can you do, like, just pretty much asking for, like, a handout almost. Like, yo, I see that you work with this person. Can you link me with that person? Can you make this move for me? And at this point, I'm just kind of like,
dude, I'm looking for a move.
Hey, like, can you help me?
Hook it up, man.
Can you help us? Like, I'm trying to look for the connections here. No, but, I mean, other than that, though, man. And the random nudes from that are never asked for from – disgusting.
Isn't that gross? The guy just sends you a nude.
I don't get nudes, but I get like a whole chapter letter of movie ideas, bro, that are ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right, too. That's
starring opposite Bruce Willis.
All right, man. Felipe, you know they have Ant-Man?
Or when
you're going to be a roach.
Or when people who don't even make music are like, I have a song concept for you. And I'm like,
oh,
you don't
God.
Even, concept. You have song. Pictures of like memes on your profile. How you going to make me a song? Like,
this song's about memes. Listen to me.
You're not even an artist. Shout out to Kill C. Ray too from Platform Collection.
Yeah, shout out to Kill C. Ray.
Right, you ain't gonna take my idea? Fuck it. This is a picture of my dick. Saying, dude.
Just
girls
recently,
get
though.
Bombarded, huh?
Just recently, though, this is actually like just within this week, some random person who I have no idea who they are sent me a declaration
of independence.
Of fucking things I need to work on as an artist.
Whoa.
And I was like,
all right, fucking Quincy Jones.
Well, you against a lot of time.
It's just like, if you have all the time in the world to write me this fucking essay of what I need to do in my life, you need a fucking hobby.
That's crazy. A declaration. How long was the declaration
Dude,
of independence?
I don't even know. Four score and 7 years. I don't know. But this shit was, it started off too with like, I don't want to sound like a bitch.
But
and then, you need some work.
Essay. And then
you start
like,
out with your wardrobe.
That's an invitation almost. Huh?
And then in my head, I'm just like,
and I've she's your biggest fan, though.
Oh, high key, probably. She no, probably girl. Like loves my music, you know.
Oh, it's a girl too.
It's another female,
oh
which
my
was
God.
I was just kind of like
hater ass bitch,
judgmental
Look,
shit.
Look, huh? I post a picture, a selfie. I'm not even anybody. Okay, I'm not trying to be anybody at all.
You're Lisa, producer of the What's Up Food podcast.
But I'm not anybody in the
Tell
front
them,
of the scene, you know.
Yeah.
So, so I'll get a comment from a woman usually. You know, when I had the silver hair with the little purple,
Ooh.
She goes, you know, you look so much better with the blonde hair.
Oh.
Like, I don't even know this woman.
Like a wind ball, bitch.
But women are really looking for these flaws.
Sure,
like, you could be so much better if Reverie gets that same thing.
Yeah. At home with no
yeah.
man.
I think
other
it's,
women.
It's like we have a lot of self-confidence and we love what we do. And I think a lot of people can kind of be threatened by that. And, like, I just think that.
You
we need
what I'm finna do, man.
Like, it, especially when it's someone who doesn't even know you. It's
oh,
just kind of like
the worst.
It's what the thing it is it triggers my memories of my mother talking about my hair, and I just want to punch this
They
lady.
Will never do that.
I grew up with this complex from my mom. Yeah. I don't need it from a stranger.
They would never do that for people they know, but a stranger, they'll just like feel free to give you.
They would never say it in person. Either.
Oh, yeah.
She would never tell me that in person.
Back in the day before the internet, I had people tell me that all that shit in person. Like, don't stop
right,
me.
Right,
like
right.
Listen, man, we don't have social media right now. Sure. But you should do more jokes about. Oh, they're trying to tell you what you should rap about.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
Don't tell me that, Felipe, you should do more jokes about Trump.
You're not an artist at that
point. Come, bro, you gotta mention the caravan.
Right.
I said, bro, how could I make the caravan funny, bro?
Dude, I don't, dude, these people motherfuckers.
Do you guys get, because you're millennials too, to use that word, but do you guys get other people your age, like,
That's
coming
offensive.
Down on you about lyrics that might be offensive mm-hmm. or things that you do.
Why you gotta say bitch?
That might be like crossing a line or offensive.
Why you gotta say Latino? It's Latinx.
Problematic.
Phoenix.
You know what I mean? Do you get any of that? Because sometimes, you know, we see that coming through.
Honestly, I feel with, like, the way the climate is right now with music is everybody just says anything they want. So there's nothing we could say that anybody hasn't heard.
Right.
So we don't really get that a lot.
So you don't get that from your fan base at all?
At all. Mm. They'll just tell it.
Like they like you, they're going along liking you, and then all of a sudden you say something or you put a song out that, ooh, you know what, I think that's misogynist or whatever.
You know, it's pretty crazy. I think that even how it is today, there's people who just are so tuned out
that they don't even
realize what they're really saying. You know what I mean?
They don't listen to the context.
We had a lot of live shows too, yeah. So we see different degrees of MCs and mm-hmm. the dudes who are like, you know, this song is called Suck My Dick, fucking this and that.
Fuck, where's that at?
Get his dick sucked, man.
Not on here.
For real. It's out there. Like, there's a new song. Oh, my God. There's a new song. And, like, I don't know how new. I thought it was an old-ass song. Acho puñeta. Acho puñeta. It's a good song. Fucking good song.
I think Kiddo and I kind of hurt some guys with some of our lyrics, because we definitely have, like, I have a line where it's like, if you taking care of him, that ain't your lover, that's your son. And then she has a line where it's like, how you grabbing on your dick but don't know how to grab a mic. And when she says that line, you literally see all the guys go like,
or they get like offended. Yeah, they start puffing out their chest like,
I actually do know how to. It's fucking hilarious.
Not my girl.
Yeah.
That's not me. Not me.
How'd she learn all those tricks, man? Trial and error.
Crazy.
Hold your damn mic.
If you give into that shit too, and if you listen to them go back and forth, the whole thing is just like, fuck them, dude.
See, criticism is like this. Can't even drink a fucking Corona without somebody saying I need to drink Pacifico. Everybody wants to coach.
Send them here, man. Send some cold ones.
Speaking of, Fire Dave Roberts.
So reggae?
What are they playing? No.
Oh, okay, because I told you.
You said they're extending his contract. Well, can you open it?
I want to see this guy live, eh? Just like the guy that says big dick guy.
Did you plug it into the thing? I don't have headphones on.
Gomba.
Did you hear it?
Quiero ver.
Mi reggae salvaje, hombre, mujer, prepárense.
That's dreads and shit. The rustic color.
Al Rootsman style, le voy a meter roll call. Si miran, salir en Spanish, as when I would say. Acho puñeta.
Acho puñeta.
Robo Nella.
When I bailar.
This
is still musical. You know what I mean? He gets away with it because it's still musical.
Yeah.
Well, see,
so the other fools at the shows aren't as musical or as being creative as this shit.
That's right, right?
That's what I'm saying. Millennials, I don't think we get it at all. Like, people say shit you would not believe. Like, at some of the shows that were.
Well, a lot of your shows are like kind of underground, and it's like a scene of its own. It's hip, like, it's not like a. It's not pop hip hop. So, fucking, a lot of those people that talk a lot of shit online don't go to those, they're not part of your community. Because if they were, you'd be sitting on stage, somebody said that, you'd probably sock them.
And there's fools that come out from the keyboard and then try to rock a show and try to spit the shit that they've been only telling to themselves or like one other dude who's hyping them up, and they come to these shows. And I'm sure you see it in comedy too. And people think they could do it, and then they just blah, fall right on their face, and it's like,
It ain't as easy as you thought, huh, dog?
Exactly.
What's up, boo? What's up, Rodrigo?
Chilling, dog.
Oh, man, you're going to believe what happened to me, bro.
When
I was
today?
Doing my show in Seattle.
When?
I didn't know, man, but somebody invited a bunch of college students, bro.
They had to learn something,
dog. And what class these kids were in.
What class?
What? Oh, sensitivity and diversity.
That's the college class they're taking. And they came to my show and they walked out, bro.
Sounds like a millennial class. Yeah, 101.
Sensitivity and diversity, but they walked out because they didn't understand my jokes. But see, if they were really, really into sensitivity and diversity, they would have noticed that there was no diversity in my show. It was all Latino, and they should have tried to investigate why. Why? Because I'm not on Comedy Central because I've never been allowed to be on Comedy Central. I've never been allowed, you know, to be with the white comedians who are my friends. Somehow always been, like, not allowed in. That's what they should have been focusing on. That's why my audience is all Latino.
They're trying to create a fictitious issue, dog.
But he's anti transgender.
Well, some people were triggered because of the thing is like they were people by get Rodrigo's okay. Joke. Well, no.
What's up, man?
Well, you know, Felipe has a domestic violence joke he's working on and a new joke. It's a joke, and it's hard to say that it's a domestic violence joke, but it is. And it comes from a true story. The story is almost absolutely true from the point of view of him as, you were 8 or so during that fight?
9.
I love this story.
But it's a sad story, but he has learned to talk about it in public.
It's been 40 years.
It took him a long time to talk about this. And comics use comedy as therapy very often, you know? And a lot of them even joke, this is cheaper than therapy, whatever. They get up there and just blab about their problems. Right. But out of that tragedy comes comedy, you know, and you have learned to find some comedy in it. And as someone who was abused as a child as well, I think it's very funny, and I love that joke.
I think that like when you said that joke, if I'm remembering the same one,
flashbacks.
Yeah, from that,
you can see it happening.
Yeah,
you know?
from that time, that was a great opening joke because everybody was dying because they could relate.
Yeah.
You know, and I can see why, like, especially a group of people our age, because you know, it's obvious we're the most easily offended.
And what
you know?
City was this in?
Well, this Seattle. Is Seattle. But they drove down from Portland, where they go to school at Evergreen, which is the most PC liberal college in the United States.
You better stay in Evergreen, man, because
and
real life
that joke
like that,
killed
dog.
At the Novo.
Of course. Yeah.
And also, like you're saying, that's a relatable joke to people who grew up in that background, right. Which a lot of us have.
Right.
Yeah. And that's
even if
a
you
way
aren't
that,
from East LA, you can grow up in that
though.
Neighborhood. You can grow up in that situation.
Right.
But yeah, it's
sensitivity and diversity class.
I know.
If my daughter was taking that class, bro, I'd kick her out of college.
I mean, it'd be like, you know what? You're only allowed to take one elective.
Well, I would have kicked. Why are you taking that class? You
that
can learn that in a book.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with
Felicia,
the society.
They're wasting my money on field trips to see a disgusting comedian.
You're gonna tell me that those kids are that fucking dumb that they can't even see through the bullshit that they're being fucking taught, and it's not even they're not even creating this. They're going along with something that's been in the books.
Somebody decided to make a business out of this. No.
Somebody tweeted to him, and this one of the girls, I was so scared. The environment was so scary.
Everybody had hammers and guns.
I mean, what the fuck? She was scared.
Blood dripping from their fucking faces.
She couldn't come to one hour.
Oh
show.
My
not
God.
At all. She'd be like, ooh.
That's fucking funny,
she
man.
Was scared
Let me tell you,
at
man.
the show, she said. And she tweeted that. Felipe ignored her.
She was 19 years old. 10 years ago, she was 9.
You know how many heartbreaks you're looking
to the crowd
right
and saw a bunch of
does she know?
But then.
If 10 years ago, you were fucking 9, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
But then an email came through to her.
Another long
email,
bro.
But that wasn't from her.
Are you a writer, man? I'm not a publisher here, man.
They're going to put a picture of me and then discuss the comedy show in the class.
Listen, okay, so this girl.
You made it.
So this other girl who emailed.
Didn't even buy a T-shirt.
Yeah, you should get one with a fist.
This other girl who emailed me, she was from the group as well. And she said, I think there are about 10 or 15 of them.
They came in there like Handmaid's Tale, bro.
No, she said she actually understood what he was doing. She got it, right? But she said a lot of my classmates didn't get it. And so half of them walked out. A lot of the LGBT students who were in our class, they were triggered, they were bothered by it, whatever. So she said, look, she said, but we're going to talk about it on Tuesday because that's when their next class is tomorrow, and we're going to discuss it. And I just want to bring something from Felipe's point of view. She actually was opening up to me,
she's
saying,
fair and impartial.
Being, I want to be fair, and I want, and she
did
sign
up for this,
and she did say that she wanted to bring light to these people who are part of academia who don't really see the rest of the world. You know, right.
They
kind of
they live in those universities.
She acknowledged that these her friends are also sheltered,
enough
right?
With the theories.
That should have been my response. What the fuck is academia? But anyway, so I responded to her and I said, Felipe's not going to respond to you. And I wrote her a long letter about everything. And I said, but I want to give you my opinion.
I'm going to send her a picture of my riding toe, bro.
Send her that song, Suck My Dick.
I'm going to send her a chupuneta.
Why don't you reroute your dick pics to her?
I know, right? Shoot that
this
that way.
This is an attack, man.
But I wanted to respond because I have a problem with these people, okay? Yeah. And as a liberal that I've been and a feminist for the last 26 years, I can't take these new people.
I can't. They're too far. They're Everybody removed from voice. Society. And I did say that you know, the world is not safe, and it's not going to be fun or nice all the time. And right. that's something you're not going to see in this college that you're in.
Yeah.
And this is the world that shaped Felipe, you know? And these comics talk from their point Gilbert. Of view, from how they grew up, you know?
And they get mad at you for bringing it to light. Or
right.
For using it in your, you know, in your
it's
art.
It's not just a joke. Right. It's
Dude, life
reality.
Ain't patty cake,
right.
dog.
Yeah.
Right? So, anyway, that's it.
You'll learn eventually.
I can't take but it when somebody's want, walking around but, with that idea.
Hey, I know. It's crazy
you
know? How. They want, uh-huh. But then they want to learn about culture.
right.
Hey, you made it, though. Shocked. You made it if they're talking about your university classes. And you're like...
Man, let's just go to the best quote ever by Tupac. Hey, there's going to be some things that are going to make you not smile in the future. But through all that rain and pain, remember to hold your sense of humor
even
and smile.
I thought this was going to say only God.
Even last time, last night, you did a fundraiser.
Oh, my God.
With a lot of liberals.
Dude, a lot of liberals. It turned into a, man, it turned into a fight.
I don't want to bash liberals, but some of these new liberals are a little too far.
I think it's more of like a red.
They were fighting for Medicare, bro. But there was a lot of like, totally, it was anti-Trump.
It was very anti-Trump, which is fine, you know, whatever. But this was about public, it's a group called Public Citizen, and they fight for the little guy against corporate interests and all that. So they've got a good cause.
But bunch of millionaires in there.
Anyway, Bill Burr went up before
oh
Felipe.
Oh, my God, dude, he killed it,
He
dog.
Killed it, but people were walking out.
He went up with men.
They
men.
Were really walking
yeah,
out?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
they were
he
mad.
He went up with men.
Hissed after his
he
show.
He went at this, men. We had a good run, right?
Fucking men, you know?
So he's starting to talk, you know, he had a good point of view because he's like, so are we going to just believe 100% of these women? Like, you never met a psycho bitch who's trying to get revenge on something, you know, like,
yeah.
How about 89% we believe, you know, not 11, not the 11%.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, like, they were just offended by that conversation, you know, which is
wow.
actually not far from what we should be thinking. Are we going to believe these women 100%?
It's true,
Seriously.
Though. You have to listen yeah. to both sides.
Seriously.
That's the whole mean, thing about, like, if you yeah. learn how to write
He said,
a
are we taking
essay?
Due process out of the picture completely? Yeah, you know, he had a point, and these people were just, all they heard was one thing.
You're lying. They
He's
walked
going
out?
Against some of them. And then they hissed after he walked us
I saw the lady
stage.
Walk out during his show.
Oh,
and when I
was, I saw there were a lot of old people. That's what they did back in the day.
I can't enjoy sex.
I saw the lady walk out of Bill Burr's show, bro. And but when I went up there, she was still walking because she was one of those walkers. All right.
She little tennis
had
balls
a walker.
On the bottom, man.
She did have a walker.
Little people were watching the show like they were on heroin, bro.
Dude, remember when they did the show in Tampa last week? There was an old man on the Sunday show. Oh, my God. This fool was having a fucking
Dying.
Ball.
Dying.
Dude, are those the best stars?
Let me tell you, Trump supporters love comedy.
Off,
I don't
dude.
Give a fuck what anybody says.
He got every dude. Usually you get some old people, man. They drag me to the show, man. This motherfucker. His wife was dying. Looked like fucking Barbara Bush, dog.
They look like that couple. Like if the wife said, dying. Let's dress up for Halloween, he'll say, hell no. And she just go fucking dress up like him.
Fucking fist bumps and shit. Like, dude, like having a time of his life, dog.
Wow. I love it. The irony.
Anyway.
So where are you from, Zay?
I'm a nomad. Like, you know, kind of similar to the things you said. I've kind of bounced around within my childhood, but I pretty much I'm from like the 626 Rosemead area, but I grew up in Southeast LA in Southgate. So shout out to 323. That's actually where a couple other people from our group are from as well. I actually kind of knew them in high school and stuff, but yeah, Southeast LA.
You were gonna like. People that tell you, man, you're representing our people, but you're representing. I remember, like, some guy goes, man, you're representing for ugly fat guys like me.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, oh, my
people.
God, you're ugly, bro.
I ain't
ugly, dog.
I'm representing humanity every day I wake up.
I got confident, motherfucker. I know I'm pretty.
I know
inside.
Exactly what you
have.
You
know?
Get people like that?
Yeah.
Or they tell you, oh, you know what? The last time the way you were dressed was just not ladylike.
At your
I
show.
Hate ladylike.
At your show.
Yeah. Shut
I had,
up.
Oh, I had oh, like senoras coming up to me like, mija, you got to get a stylist. And I was like,
wow.
For what?
A
Seriously.
Stylist pen?
Got an old Latina
For
looking
reals?
Like Danny Trejo and shit.
I've
For
had
reals?
People like tell me that I need to lose Fuck weight. Yeah. Like, I need to like change my image. I need to dress
She gets
more
a lot
homie.
Like,
It's tough, man. Rory, the rapper Reverie, and her homegirl, they're just like cholas, you know, old school cholas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They got them. So much hate. Listen, mija, I don't even know who you are, but as a Latina woman.
You are spreading the stereotype.
Yeah.
And that's wrong because that's what.
Bomb ass fucking culture that's been fucking perpetuated
she grew
for over
up in. She's not being
years.
Right.
She grew up in that, but
she's
also
not being
what
fake.
Her mom looks like. Probably.
But yeah. What about Gwen Stefani's done that stuff too, and nobody gave her shit about it.
Yeah, but
they all jocked.
But when black people wear the Pendleton, everybody thinks it's cool, and we wear it losers.
Yeah. Right.
Even for
like my hoops, you know, like I get often like get stereotyped, like oh she's like. You know, this chola, or she's in a gang, or whatever the case is, but, or like, I've been told that, like, I dress, like, too ghetto, or, like, I should try and, even by my parents, like, you should probably, like, sharpen up your look even more. And, like, I understand to a very large extent, but, like, I'm also, like, struggling as an artist. Like, I don't have this, all these lavish clothes, like, and at the same time, yeah, I grew up in fucking Southgate.
But
you know,
your guys'
bitch,
style,
I shop at
though,
farmers markets.
Yeah. But your guys' style is very casual and laid back. It's not like your part. Like somebody, people commented on that about the video. You know, this guy's not like sagging pants or like any sort of gimmick or anything. He's just a regular guy.
He looks like a regular guy.
But no, that's a compliment because
no regular guys can rap.
Because your music is coming through, and it's not about an image. You know what I mean? It's just like I'm a regular person.
I actually like did a battle a couple years ago, and all this girl could battle about me with was how I looked. And I actually, like, I preempted knowing that, you know, and I pretty
it's
much,
tough, huh?
And I made jokes about my weight. Like, I pretty, like, my last line of my battle was, after we win this shit, we hitting up the food court. You know, like, just, like, trying to, like, put, like, jokes on it.
But then you get ladies go, what are you going to say that about us?
Yeah,
you're making us fat chicks suffer more.
It's like a big guys. Like sometimes, like when I'm doing my big joke about myself, people think I'm doing it about them.
They think, he's
bashing.
He's fat shaming.
Oh yeah,
but I you know, you comment, well, I'm fat. I can't talk about being fat.
I fat shame myself every time I eat pie laying down.
Like, what's up with all these fucking rules, dude?
I know. Right. Who made the rules?
You're doing your shit rapping to have no rules.
I know. Right.
Not to and be a regular point, 9-to-5 motherfucker.
Yeah, at that point, like, the image, like, he says it perfectly in one of our cipher, like, fuck the image. The image doesn't even matter. Like, you have fools wearing dress, like, and by all means, go ahead, but you have fools wearing dresses and, like, women wearing absolutely nothing, like, it could be so much worse in my opinion, but I think that like what we offer is realness. And even if we were making a shit ton of money, we would still be dressing the same. You know, we would. It almost is like a sense of being humble. Like, I could definitely blow all my checks on nice clothes for my shows, but for what?
Yeah, but you're also reflecting the look on the streets too, man.
Mm-hmm.
How motherfuckers like you guys dress and shit? Where you come from?
Yeah, well, we're lucky. Yeah, like you're saying, like we do hip hop. We can't get away with gimmicks, especially nowadays. Like people are
on the
so
front
close
line.
To you that if they know you're full of shit, you're right here. If I were right here trying to do this, like people are too savvy nowadays to fall for bullshit like that. You just gotta be yourself.
They still do. They fall through the cracks, but I mean, for the most part, you can't. Dog.
Right, right.
Fat with a pH. You know what I'm saying?
They'll pick on anything, man. Oh man, why you gotta mention weed again?
Oh, that too.
They're straight edge rappers, right? Who don't do drugs. They're anti drugs, right?
Right. Or even things we've done, and if we're being ourselves smoking weed or drinking right now, people try to put us in that box. Like, another rapper just getting high.
I
want to
hear that rap song, after the show went home.
I know, that's the thing. The comedy, if you started being more sensitive in your comedy, it'd be a TED Talk. It would be a comedy show.
You're not
show.
Even that's an artist
thing.
Anymore.
This is my TED Talk.
Yeah. You're trying to, like, just go
you're
with what they're saying.
This small group of people.
Get on, dude.
Yeah. Your career will die.
It does taste good to be fat.
About the same shit, dude.
What's up, fool? Like when we first started the show, like they were saying Rodrigo's too loud, his fucking voice is too loud, his laugh is too loud. Give Lisa the mic, don't give her the mic.
Oh yeah.
Then they said Lisa the gold digger, right? Every video,
there was no gold back then. Man.
Every video we had,
I went backward.
Hashtag little shovels. We put little shovels.
Oh yeah, I'm a gold digger. No, you know, like, 12 years ago, when he was living in a roach infested little one efficiency apartment.
I have mushrooms growing in my bathroom.
With mushrooms growing in the shower.
Is that so?
God.
You're serious? You're serious?
Oh, this place was disgusting.
Shout out to Frogtown.
Real love, right there.
Shout out Frogtown.
I still fell in love
with
this guy.
Saved you a little shroom, huh?
We had nothing.
I don't know what that was. That there were ears.
We had,
out of my bathroom.
We had no money.
So felicity, though.
And then when you were all cracked out that one time, you took my last $10 for gas money. You took it. Took it. That was sad.
why are you bringing up that ass?
$10. You want your $10?
Give it to her. All in pennies, man.
Nothing that ever happened.
Huh? I refuse. I don't think that ever
happened. That happened the day after Edwin called me and said, Lisa, I told him I didn't have any money. He looked like me. He looked at me like he was the devil.
That's what lying.
He looked at me like he was the devil.
He's like, liar.
He said he looked at me like I was the devil, Lisa. I said, I know that look. I said, I know that look. But I still loved you. And then you came out the other side, though. I'm not a gold digger. I would have left a long time ago.
But it's funny, people's fucking little assumptions on social media. Should they swear they know everything? Fuck out of here, dog. You know we entertain you, all right? No.
Yeah.
Who's swear, dog?
Yeah, people get so caught up with that social media world that it just... You know, it's a whole new reality to some people.
Do people write a whole rap song and send it to you?
I've had it happen.
Right, this is a chorus.
Or they're like...
And then right here you yell out,
I've had some dude send me an entire song. Like, I want you to rap this. This would blow up. And I'm like, you're fucking tripping. You are... And he's like, you just put it out.
And professionally, you can't really read that, they'll come back and get you later.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. You can't. People will try to send scripts, but now they send them to me or April, your agent, and you have to say like, "We are not reading. This is unread. It's unsolicited. We can't accept any unsolicited material." You know, because if you do read it, if he does read it, and then later on something similar comes out, that guy's like, "I sent him a script to 2000, and he copied the whole thing." You know. So, you can't accept any scripts.
I had a guy, man, like, I'll never forget this. I was at, when we were doing Wild Coyotes in Gotham. And this guy, random guy, this guy was just a regular worker. You know, he works at a UPS, regular Joe. He had an actual folder with typed up whole movie, like a 30-page movie idea already with lines of what to say. And all the lines were part of my jokes. So he wrote like the dialogue with my material.
So this fill in the blank script.
And the movie starred Willie Barcena, Gabriel Iglesias.
Were these people already attached? Or they
Felipe
didn't know about
Esparza
it?
And Joey Medina. But I was the only one who's been attached to this.
Shout out, Joey.
He mailed it to me, bro. And it starts off, Felipe Esparza works as a bus driver for the MTA. And then so does Gabriel Iglesias. And Joey Medina works as the in a gym somewhere, and Willie Barcena works somewhere, a security guard at a school. He took all our stories and made it into a movie, bro.
Damn.
He's good at cutting and pasting.
But, like, it's like, if, like he really, like, typed it, bro. Like, really typed it, and it really got busy. But he never wrote a movie before, because when you write a movie, the name really goes in the middle. So his was, like, the word was right here.
Everything was formatted.
And he wrote, like, direct action. Like, okay, right here, man. You would yell cut, and then we'd go to another scene.
Like, wrote for the director.
this is where you karate chop a guy on the bus, trying to get on for free.
For real.
But then they send you stuff with, like, but the rest, you could just fill in the rest. You just fill in the empty parts, you know, make it fun.
I had a crazy guy show up at Burbank, bro.
Oh, my
where at Flappers?
Yeah, Flappers.
That guy's number is in my phone, and his name is Crazy Guy from Flappers. Don't pick up.
You ever do that shit on your phone? Go, nope.
I have to remember who it is. And he calls like once a year.
Oh my
and I'll
God.
See it pop up in the middle of the night.
He had a movie idea too, the blank page.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can just fill in the funny.
The best joke I ever seen was Damon Wayans. He goes, man, I got people coming up to me back home with movie ideas. I got this guy came up to me and the Queens and goes, Damon, I know you know Hollywood.
Yes, I know Hollywood.
Yes, I know Hollywood.
I have their number.
This movie about vampires. Vampires. And then he goes, then he gave me he was at the Pasted Vampires, and the next page was blank, 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 blank. He goes, what happened? What's the rest of the pages? See, that's when you put in all the funny. But you a vampire.
Conceptualist.
So now I gotta work for this movie that ain't shit. To make it.
Some people think it's that easy, though, you know?
People have no clue.
Betty, but do you write like movie scripts and stuff like
that?
Hell no. Yourself?
No, but we have ideas. I have ideas. And then we go to his agent and say, hey, we have these ideas. And then next time we find a writer, like we had an idea for
development.
A sitcom. We pitched a sitcom this year. A few weeks ago, based on our lives together, we pitched to ABC, NBC, CBS, and they passed. But now we're going to cable and streaming. But the thing is, there are hopefully a couple of Latino shows coming out this fall.
Nice.
Or next fall, I mean.
The last time we were on the show.
Oh, fucking time.
We had a different one, I think.
No, but it was, it was another show, but it was Paul Rodriguez, I think, called in and was talking about
that.
Yeah.
Should you call him right now?
Call Paul.
He got me pumped up last time, though. He was dropping some knowledge.
You should
and
call him right now.
It's like the squeaky wheel gets the oil or something. We'll squeaky wheel right gets now. Grease.
Yeah. So we were pitching, but what were you saying?
About
we were talking. Oh, I forgot what I brought that up for.
Oh, we were developing those ideas.
Oh, the idea. So we'll take ideas we'll have an idea, and then the agent will bring in some writers to pair us with or a production company to pair us with, and then we sit and talk. And we went through like four writers and finally found the one. So it's hard to find a non-white writer, by the way. That's a real challenge.
It was hard for Cosby.
Not a lot of people in the hood doing, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't have to be somebody you know, who's Latino, but even non-white was hard to find. We had one non-white writer that we met with. We actually ended up working with him. He's the one. But that's not why. I just wanted other perspectives. It was all 40, 50-year-old white men who we were meeting with. And one of them we started to go with, but the network wasn't confident with him. So we switched it out to a new writer. And he had worked for Gerard Carmichael and stuff. He's an Indian guy. And then he had been married to a white woman, so it felt like it fit what our lives were like, too. So
you understand more.
He understood it, yeah. Mm. Yeah. So it we're going to still pitch. So
You were done shows where you show up and there's a creep? My whole life.
Oh, my God, man. Yeah, and it's funny.
You have fans that they I know you have stalker fans that show your shows. Like you're like, oh man, not only they're empty, but this fool's here.
Yeah, I think also like I have a boyfriend now too, and I think a lot of fools see him and they're like, oh, they don't try, but there are.
I don't even follow you no more.
Yeah, there are definitely some people who who have came to my shows.
Can't wait.
Or what's the funniest is when. They spit all this game online. They like try and act like they're really like into you as an artist, and then you see them in person, and they're just like too scared to talk to you,
shy
or like
as hell.
Act like you're not there. And it's like, okay, well, I'll talk, but like
it's because they've done bad things to you when you didn't know.
You know, I think
they've done bad things. You know what I mean?
I know, right?
Yeah, come
right.
In the dark to you, man. Right.
They know you in a different light.
Right.
You don't know it.
Yeah, when I first got my packages for my album, I had posters of myself, and I'm, you know, kind of sitting, and you can kind of see my shape and stuff, and. Just the look on some guys' faces when they bought them, and just like the glow in their eyes, I was just like. And then I think Hollow told me, he was like, "Bro, you know how many people are gonna jack off to this picture?" And I was like, "Ew, I don't even want to think about that." But it's possible. But to be honest, like even when people who have approached me are kind of creepy, all I can really do is just like, hi, thank you. You know, you have to keep composed.
Yeah,
I'm sure you get crazy ass people.
You know, there's like, you know, fools who be drunk and just crossing the boundary.
Out,
And like, as a guy, you're like, damn, bro.
They try and hug you. They get all up in your face. Let me spit a bar to you up in your ears.
You have someone all over your face with badass breath.
Oh, bro. The mics after our shows are ridiculous.
Jay Lamar with spitting on a mic.
We've definitely had some. I know all of us, and like these guys too, have definitely had some drunk fools. Let me spit you, bro. I gotta spit some fire to you. And you're literally. And Jay, rest in peace, Jay Dilla. When he was rhyming as JD, he says something. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not JD. It's Gangstar. And he says, "Fools coming up to me after my set, trying to like come up in my ear, spit something to me with their hot ass breath. Like, all I did back in the day was give people props and move on.
You know? That's the only way.
And, like, it's true, though. We'll go to a show and they're. And, like, it's dope because I know that people are trying to come out of their shell and network and, you know, do things like that. But you can't be holding people, especially the people that are like. Your entire face and body is telling them that you gotta go, and they're still like, you know, kind of giving you their CD and giving you ideas and like what they're doing. And I think there just kind of needs to be a balance of like, all right, hit me up online, shoot me a DM, but I gotta go, you know?
Yeah, but girls be creeps too.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Creepy girls at the shows too.
Let them
and
talk.
Like, it's easy to get in trouble as an MC. You're like, you know.
But here's
don't like, people
hey.
Speak on that.
But here's the funny part. Before you start, guys will stop talking to you because you have a girlfriend. Girls will not stop talking
to you.
No,
they won't.
They
don't give a fuck.
Married or have a girlfriend. Because
they're like, well, if you've been in this relationship for that long, you're probably a good guy.
Yeah.
This is a good guy.
So
he's got something going on.
So when the lady grabs her phone, the bitch like 50 phone in a row.
Yeah.
She's crazy, man.
Telling you.
So
go
like
ahead.
Michael Myers
what
and shit.
So they try to, the girls try to step up.
No, so no, like you said, definitely like
they don't give
when
a shit.
They find out that you got a girl, of course they want to mess with you
this
more.
This guy
you know?
Might be loyal.
I always have girls coming up to shows like,
you better not.
You
better back the fuck up.
That's loyalty to the game.
Huh. But yeah, it always tends to happen
fine,
like
man.
That. For sure. It's always interesting though. You know, some go like the extra mile.
What is that like?
What is it like when they come?
You
it's like,
don't act like you don't.
I didn't know you were going to be here. What are you doing here? I'm here with her.
That's a good one.
What are you talking about? I can't.
Man, don't you need to stop?
What did he say?
I jerked off to the Cholula lady.
I didn't
man.
Know you were going to be here. The Cholula, the rappers.
And what do you say? I didn't either.
Me neither.
I've literally walked into a room and have looked at Don't Sleep in his eyes, and then looked at someone, and looked back, and looked at someone else, and I'm like. How are you going to do this, bro?
Why are you going to burn me like that, yo? You burning me loud.
Don't sleep.
I'm not burning you. I'm not burning. It's not a burn because he's the only guy I know that is slick with it. Other fools are stupid and get hella caught up. But I give you props, man. You slick.
I rap about feet.
He was
thank you,
slick.
I think.
Not slick if
thank
you can
you,
tell from
yeah,
looking at two
this
different
podcast.
People. Though.
Yeah, the comment section blowing up right now with Don't Sleep Girls. Like, what are you talking about?
Hey, I got to introduce you to your
I
baby.
I thought I was the only one.
You got to get him a little Dodger hat.
You were getting like a letter from someone, like a fan that goes, listen, man, I just started rapping and I know you're going to be performing over here and. I just want to know if I could have, like, a moment by yourself. Just you and I, man. Just shoot ideas and let me know if I have a chance. Is that possible?
Nothing crazy, like, that intimate. But I definitely get some, like, dudes sometimes, like, yo, like, I just started performing. You think you could give me, like, some pointers,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's just because they have, a lot of people get, like, this whole image, like, oh, you're doing this, so you must be at this level
mm-hmm.
when I'm really at this level, you know? It's all, like, it's all an image. But, you know, I still give them, like, I've had dudes that, like, hit me up when I was barely starting and asked for pointers. And now I see them like rapping and doing their thing and they still hit me up to this day like, yo, dude, like I hit up like three different guys that day and none of them responded to me, but you responded to me, you know? So it's cool when that happens sometimes, yeah. you know? Because
mm-hmm.
Sometimes just giving like a little advice makes all the difference to somebody.
Keep doing it, dog.
Well, you know, like it's almost like comedy is though, like if someone has to ask, they're probably not that great, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Ready,
right. You'll know if you are because
right.
when you go on a stage, people laugh.
Yeah.
Right.
Or when
so
you go
up,
and
God
perform,
damn,
exactly.
Yeah.
So
that's
I always tell people
thing.
That, like, do you think I'm dope? Can you check this out? I go, do you think you're dope? If, as long as you think you're dope, fuck what I think.
Yeah.
Just go out there and do it and people will recognize you,
right.
you know?
Like, yeah, because I've definitely had people send me their songs and send me, like, what they wrote. And, oh, can you check this out? Like, see how you feel about it and do you like it? And it's like he said, you know, do you like your music? Do you like what you're putting out? Because ultimately, if you don't like what the fuck you're putting out, you shouldn't be putting. Yeah, if you're
it's
not
like
confident
comedy.
In your
you
work,
you go up there and you shy or this or that, the crowd's gonna eat
they
you
feel
alive.
It, they
you know
feel
what
it.
I mean?
Smell you
like,
out, dog.
Like MC Pancho hosting with his zoot suits.
He's running out of breath, huh?
Yeah, you can definitely tell.
Some people just need to, like, just go there and do it, huh?
Yeah,
that's all you can do. You're only going to find out by yourself, dude.
You got to
teach you
shit. You ever headline a show, and then you realize that the promoter, like, he hired three other rappers. You have no idea who they are. But then when you talk to the rappers, like be their friends, they tell you, yeah, man, that fool made us pay to be on the show.
Oh, it, that LA, sucks. LA underground hip hop is infamous for pay to play. Fools get run up. I'm talking thousands,
but they should
$2,000, $3,000.
The rap community should just challenge other rappers. That's how they do me here.
But fools think there's a shortcut to getting there.
It's just like comics taking less,
especially the rapper with rich parents that could buy all the equipment.
Exactly. No, because there's fools that are like that too. Go up to a promoter like, I could get on this.
If you go to a pay-to-play show, majority of the lineup is trash because they can't access their own shows. And I'm not going to completely diss that because
they have fly-ass merch.
To be honest, to be 1,000%, my first three big shows, I opened up for MERS, I opened up for Blue in Exile, and I opened up for Sugar Free. Those are the only shows I have ever paid for, but it was a sick investment because I got like 30, 40 shows off of those shows. So I understand that, but paying $50 for every single show and to the promoters who do the shit.
Plus,
shit.
You're talented as fuck, though, like where someone else who probably shouldn't be on that stage, but they got $2,000 or they come from more privilege and they go and then they fucking suck. Yeah.
And they go over their time.
Yeah.
But it's these promoters, though, who keep that predatory behavior going. Like, they just want a little extra grease in their pockets. Like, we were talking to Danny.
Carlo.
Oh, Danny Love, though, too. Oh. Danny Love was talking about the Sunset Strip and having to pay the Troubadour and the Go-Go, Whiskey Go-Go and all those places to play during the hairband days. And Motley Crue and all that stuff, and the Guns N' Roses days, you had to pay to play, and it was like bringer shows, kind of. It's the same thing in comedy. It's kind of like paying your dues at that point. But I mean, it's crazy to have to pay to go up.
Yeah, or they do ticket sales where you gotta buy.
That's what the
you
bringer
buy
shows
a certain amount,
comedy.
And then you that's or you gotta you get a certain amount of tickets, and you gotta sell these tickets. If not, you gotta put your own money.
They're like 40 tickets at $40 a pop.
$40.
You know what I mean?
And then the lineup is like 13, 14, 15 people. And like you get there and there's...
And you're going first.
That always.
When nobody's in there yet.
Yeah, you go on stage with a visor because it's hot outside.
It's tough, man. The underground scene is tough, man. Yeah.
But
it's
luckily, like, and I think that's what's cool about our crew is that like we see things like that and that is not what happens when we throw shows.
Well, it's like you booking us gives us more juice and more clout and it's like, all right, we can't be hitting these fools with bullshit when they just opened, did two nights at the Novo. You know, it gives us that.
That's what's up, right?
That's
hell yeah.
Good. That's good.
So,
hell yeah. Man, when you guys were in Amsterdam, what was that vibe about, compared to LA? More love or less love?
I feel like Amsterdam's vibe is mad. Like, you could do whatever
you
want.
The hip hop.
Oh, the hip hop, they love us over
Europe,
there, man. They fuck with more underground
they love
and boom bap.
Over there, huh?
Did they like you because you're from East LA, Boyle Heights areas?
Yeah,
Because when Felipe went there, they knew all about Blood In, Blood Out.
That's why I went and filmed all the shit there.
And
that's why I was like, we gotta film at Cinco Puntos. Here I am talking to some dude from the Netherlands, and he's like, oh, vatos locos, like Cinco Puntos.
Yeah, because they never get nice to
have. They know about that shit.
Hell
so,
yeah.
So I was like, all right, we got to tie all this into the video. And for anyone listening who hasn't checked out the video, go look it up. Latin Beast TV on their channel on YouTube is Viva Mezcal, Peyote Cactus. Had Felipe come and do a dope cameo and got the crew in there. So.
You have an album too, right?
Yeah, I have a Botany, which is the physical you have. But
badass.
Thank you. I just dropped
Botany.
Solstice with the homie Nug Life. Shout out to Nug Life.
Shout out to Nug Life.
Yeah, he actually produced it, engineered it, did all that. Shout out to Create, Digiman, Pub for distribution. But Solstice has been awesome.
And how's your album been doing? How did people
good.
Like it?
Yeah, people loved it. Honestly, I sold out at your show.
Oh, that's badass, man.
I sold out at your
show. A lot of Chicana represented happens. They also gave you double-handed compliments. Huh?
It was funny. Yeah, that lady
who bought the CD
and was like, you need to put some makeup.
She's like, now that I give you some money, I'm going to give you some shit
right
now.
Yeah, pretty much.
But when you hit the stage, you could hear all the women scream for her.
Yeah,
I saw her. It was like an energy shift,
talking about
rapping.
Noble, when she went up on stage, the people were screaming. She sold out her merch.
Good.
Yeah, that's good.
People do that when Marcella and Lydia are up there, too. They like that.
She would give double hand compliments.
Call you backhanded compliments.
Backhanded, yeah, because a woman did buy a CD.
That one, the lady who told me I needed to dress better, she was like, Mija, I love your music, but you really need to think about getting a stylist and a makeup artist. And I was like, okay, you trying to do it?
Uh-huh. you trying to invest in my brand?
So you went to Holland, Amsterdam, then after that you went somewhere else, right? New York or
I was in New York for a week. I was out there for a music conference.
The weed situation like in New York?
The weed situation? Luckily, I got hooked up with some good weed. Yeah. I went out of Queens. The homie's family lives there. They actually were like potheads. I was like, I didn't think potheads
exist.
No, dude, because it's not even like weed culture there.
Right.
Like, like here you see hippies and fucking tie dye and weed. Motherfuckers got weed emblems, weed tattoos. Like, we love weed in California, you know? In New York, it wasn't like that. It wasn't even easy to sniff out, like, but we got connected, so we were pretty cool.
When we were in Massachusetts, right? Yeah. It was a weed culture there.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't even know that. But
wait, is it legal there?
Yeah, legal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Yeah, Rhode Island, too.
What?
But they're like, Massachusetts is legal like Seattle, right?
And decriminalized.
It's decriminalized. It's not completely legal, man.
Well, I was in Atlanta maybe. We were in Atlanta, 3 weeks ago. And they just, like, decriminalized to not be arrested for weed. Just like the week before we get there, right? And then they're like, be careful, though. They treat weed like crack out here. I'm like, fuck.
Damn.
And they do that in Arizona, too, right? Yeah. Still.
Yeah.
And we took weed over there from here. We took it on the plane. Supposedly, you could take weed on the plane now at LAX.
Well,
I don't
you're
know
supposed
how true
to you're supposed to be landing in a destination where it's legal.
That's
as well.
Why I hit it.
That's the problem.
I think marijuana. Arizona does have shops now.
Yeah,
but back
starting.
In the days,
medicinal
though. Yeah, back
medicinal.
In the days, though, man, it would be done.
There was zero tolerance.
And we had
really?
2 pounds one time.
Damn.
There was zero tolerance. You had 2 pounds? When?
Of horrible weed,
just
man.
Like the brick and shit.
No, we met these crazy animals. Motherfuckers after the show, bro. These fools were crazy. It was Edwin and me and this fool, right?
I wasn't on that one. No, I wasn't there, fool.
And these guys go, we just want to smoke some weed, man. Then they showed up to our room, and, man, they showed up with 2 pounds.
And just, like, bricked out fucking.
It was hard, bro.
Just being a tire and shit.
And they were like they have bird beaks inside, bro. It was swag, bro.
Bird beaks.
You still smoked it, though.
And then they smoked. The cop started knocking. First, the hotel guy started knocking. We ignored his ass, dog. But then he came back with the cops.
Oh, shit.
And then I played stupid and shit. This is not my room. And I left. Well, I opened the door and I walked out. It's not my room. And then whose room is it? And then Edwin said, I want to say it's my room. And then he goes, everybody needs to get out except him. So everybody left, and they told him to get the fuck out of the hotel room. You're done for the hotel room. And that fool just started walking to the airport, bro.
Oh,
but before
dang.
We left, before they got there, bro, we put the two bricks under the bed inside the cushions, bro. And we fucking made the bed and shoved it in there and left. So somebody scored on 2 pounds, bro.
Dang.
That's like the beginning of like a crazy fucking drug movie, huh? Like
that's
the cleaning
like that movie
lady.
Girl.
Just like,
they would have probably... Knowing those cops and the way the laws were back then, they probably would have broke up the marijuana and just gave us all ounces and catch us all.
You guys would all be in Tent City, dog.
It would have been a long night, huh? Because nobody would have said who they was.
No.
So I was just here.
Didn't you have a similar situation with Edwin in Seattle one time when you were with Paul Boston Rodriguez or something when you hid in the bathtub or something? Like
yeah,
that.
We were blazing it. We did a college. We did a show at the college. And the guy who booked us for the college in Seattle, he got us some good ass weed, bro. It was sticky like cock. Like it
Jacob
hard.
Gonzalez?
No, the guy that booked the show.
Not the brother?
No, but he was at the show. And they started knocking, man. And they answered the door, and everybody came into the room. And I was in the shower, bro, hiding it the whole time. With the door open, trying to sneak out. I even closed the curtains, dude. I was in there like this quiet, like, I can't. I'm not part of this.
This is not my
dude. What's up, fool? Man, where were we at, Rodrigo?
Reno on Saturday, and then Friday was Seattle, and then the week before that was Tampa.
Did you see, I think Toby messed up, bro.
What happened?
Because he thought the vouchers worked for room service.
Well, work for alcohol.
For alcohol.
And three
champagne bottles and orange juice and breakfast. Like, he has champagne.
He had breakfast for three people right there in front of him.
I'm going to feed my kids. Oh, shit. They ain't in Reno.
champagne.
But I was like, dude, you didn't have the per diem. You had vouchers for. So I don't know if you, like, that's covered. I don't know if that's covered. Don't call me. Lisa, they charged my card.
They put us up.
Fool, read the fine print.
I ain't covering that.
The Silver Legacy Casino picked us up at the airport. And it was badass.
Stretch, right?
Yeah, and they had Jack Daniel's bottle in there and Corona. And then Rodrigo and Toby took every other alcohol out and put it in a bag. God.
You put the Jack Daniel's in your bag?
He's like, I'm going to grab that Jack Daniel's.
You can't have that bottle.
And he's all, so I'm like, yeah, cool. And then at the night, he puts it on the table, all right, drink your bottle with me. I was like, fool, I'm not even into Jack Daniel's right now. Maybe one little later, but.
It's my birthday month. It is, though. Yeah, it's his birthday month. That's why he's going crazy.
And I was like, dude, fuck that. I was like, dude, I was fucking tired. That shit hit me after the show. I was just like, fucking, dude, I had that Debo leg, dog. Just fucking scraping again. I was like, I fell asleep in this fool's room on the ground for about 30
minutes.
Yeah,
but album two?
Yes, sir.
Tired, man.
Yeah, I just dropped the album last month, bro. It's called Watch Me. Available everywhere. 12 tracks, you know, 30 minutes. Yeah, bro. Mix and master by my boy right here, Mezcal. He
do all your stuff at your studio?
Yes, sir. It's all in-house. Mm-hmm. All in-house.
Even how many people are in the co-op?
I'd say,
there were like 8 or 9 of you on stage in
Mad Max the Noble.
You know, you got this motherfucker too right here, right?
got the Hollow Vision on it.
The Hollow Vision.
Oh, he's going to be happy. He was all sad I didn't bring him.
Yeah, man.
I'll bring him next time. Next time he'll roll up. I'm like, well, I can only take 2 at a time.
What I really like about, of course, your guys' album, it really is, whoever does the covers or the artwork, it's always, it looks top notch. Like,
enticing.
Without even knowing who this person is with a backpack, I know there's going to be a good album.
He liked this photo enough to ruin his wallet.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked the music. It was cool music. Hers too, like yours. Like,
yeah, I like that I botany, it. Right?
You're not even on
the
cover.
That's in my car. That's in my car.
You're not even on the cover. But like, it made it more mysterious, like, to find out who is this person.
Right.
Like, if I don't know who you were, I still want to know who you are.
To be 1,000% honest, I was so, like shocked that Muds. Because Muds gave it to you, and it was his CD. And then he was like, oh, well, it's Day CD. And I was high-key shocked, like, oh, damn. Like, is he into R&B like that? Because that album's definitely more R&B you know?
So no, it's, you know what? It feels a little bit like Diggable Planets used to feel, like the first
Lady
Diggable
Butterfly.
Planets.
Yeah,
Lady yours,
Butterfly.
Too. Your album feels more like the early fucking...
Golden Era?
No, remember that album we listened to, the old one? They're from Atlanta.
Oh, Outkast?
Outkast.
You know, there's
a
song.
I know that you didn't try it. Man, I don't know, but I hear it, man. I hear it. And she don't definitely hear it on yours.
Who's that? Who did the song that uses the Alice Coltrane, Turiya Ramakish sample? Somebody
Shit,
on
I'm
that.
I'm not even sure.
It's the Alice Coltrane sample.
I think it's him. No. It's other guy. The DJ.
The DJ. Oh.
Well, I don't know who it was. Yeah.
Drastic? Yeah.
I don't know, but that song, like that song, I've never heard that song anywhere else except Alice Coltrane's album. And then it was like, that's kind of our song, like, kind of. It's not really a song. There's no lyrics or anything. It's just a jazz song, but it's
for sure
there's something to it.
It was probably Kiddo.
It's a piano. Anyway.
Lisa can sing, by the way.
No, I can't.
Oh,
but anyway, but yeah, it's a...
rap, Lisa.
Can't rap. I'm a 46-year-old white woman. I ain't going to attempt
46?
Broke through, dog. On tour with Cardi B next year, man.
46.
Oh, interesting.
What's up, fool? It's gonna find it here. What we're talking about, Raza.
When you guys
you know what?
Record a record, do you guys ever, like, after you're satisfied with it, but you can go, hey, dog, there's some other shit I could add it to this, shit like that?
I hate that.
No matter what, huh?
You know what? That's like.
Always?
Some people have. It depends on the artist, but it happens to every artist.
Yeah.
For sure. It's just how quick can you pull the trigger? Or,
yep. Yeah. I told you, girl, I miss you when I'm out here grinding.
Yeah. Top of my album.
Yours, huh?
Yeah.
You and
me
Max.
And Mad Max.
Yeah, badass.
Produced by Bad Son. Shouts out to Bad Son.
Man, yeah. You don't know music, bro, to know that song.
Mm-hmm. You called him? Paul didn't answer?
No, Paul didn't answer. He's sleeping.
Taking a nap.
Taking my 7 p.m.
You know, with the crew, like, we're lucky. There's a lot of diversity. Like, Don't Sleep sounds like Don't Sleep. Like, he's just on another, you know,
wave
of the same form of this hip-hop we all kind of do. And
it's crazy. And then you listen to Zay stuff, and it's, you know, its own planet, its own harmonies, and it's crazy. It's dope. I'm lucky to just be the fool kind of in the middle, quarterbacking this shit and getting their perspective.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Where's Mad Max?
Mad Max is somewhere right now. Where's he at? He's probably at home chilling.
I'm not sure. He's somewhere with his
What
hair.
Up, Mad Max?
What's up, Mad Max?
We'll bring him
Shout
next time.
Shout out to the crew. Shout out to all y'all. It's a whole bunch of us. Myself, Don't Sleep, Mezcal.
When is your next show? Ooh. You have to do that thing outside your studio? People freestyle?
We were doing something called Fridays on First, where we did open mic freestyling right on First Street, people driving by, honking and stuff.
By Primera Taza there, area?
Our studio's right on First Street. The next block over. It's like closer to Homeboy Industries, our spot.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But right now, during the winter and stuff, we don't do it. It's kind of cold. The kids out of school. It's more like a spring and summertime thing. But Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anyone listening, if you got bars, that's the chance where people hit us up. Yo, let me rap. Let me do this. show up to this shit.
Yeah, come support.
And you know, show us what you got. And you know, we can see what's up. Yeah, exactly.
That's a good idea. Make it a seasonal thing just for, you know.
We always do it for the summer. Mm-hmm. It was good.
What's up, fool? What's your Instagram?
My Instagram is ZZAY92, Zay92. You can stream Solstice on all music platforms. You can title, Google Play, whatever you want to do. And I also host the EOTR radio segment, which I would like to get y'all on. So
okay, I'll be down. But where can they get on the EOTR radio at?
Just follow EOTR radio.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On Instagram, yeah. So, y'all, you can find me under @DontSleepOnYourself, spelled normal, on Twitter, 92 Don't Sleep, Facebook, Andrew Cruz. Got an album out right now. You'll find that on all platforms. Yeah.
And I'm Mezcal. Viva Mezcal, Instagram, EOTR Network. You'll find all of us. So.
Tell them where to find that video, too, that you made.
Because
you guys were supposed to come on like a month ago. And we kept having to push you guys for different reasons. And so I feel bad because it was supposed to be right before the video came
right.
out.
Right. But shouts out. You guys came through super clutch on for that video.
You got a lot of hits from his post.
It got a lot of love, yeah. Man. Like, it's been amazing to see 30, people.
30,000 people watched it on your Instagram, at least. So then they went to see it.
It was a beautiful day, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. Yeah, search it on YouTube. It's Viva Mezcal Peyote Cactus on Latin Beast TV. Subscribe to them. They're super dope, too. They're doing like a channel, all Chicano rap. And
so it's kind of like what Pocos Pero Locos used to do,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. And even then, like, people probably wouldn't put us in that category. But at the same time, like, we are Chicanos that rap. Yeah. Like, what the fuck, by definition, we really
are.
They're
a little more old school, I'd say. But, yeah, I wonder, we could contact them and have them play them. Actually. Yeah. We're good friends with the people who run that. E-Dub and his wife, Lisa. Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid and E-Dub.
Yeah, but check us out and check out that video. And, you know, thank you guys for that.
Shout out to Mario Cruz. Go, Lisa. Lisa will be a lyrical beast. Lisa is the leader of the lead singer of a punk band.
I was a lead singer of a band. It was alternative band because this was 1990.
You know the song?
No.
You guys are like kind of like
the name of the band.
The band
Sonic
was
U.
called Wallaroo South. We were part of the Dayton music scene where Brainiac came from. Listen, Brainiac.
There's a lot of people came out of there.
Brainiac and also
they're a big ass punk
faces,
scene. Over
there. Breeders.
The Breeders. That's
Breeders. That's my music scene. That was
shout out the Breeders.
Wallaroo South. And in fact, my roommate stole my guest spot on the Breeders album. She
You're
got the
lying!
Sweet,
that bitch.
She got the voicemail so on the wrong. Machine
You're
on the answering
lying,
machine.
Dude.
No. No.
Throw a bottle at that bitch.
Yeah, we don't talk, although we're Facebook friends now.
She's probably fat now, huh?
Oh, my God, dude.
She is tall, but that has nothing to do with it. But, yeah.
Bring her show back
on. How did it go down?
I didn't even find out about it until one of our mutual friends told us. And she had erased the message and everything.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
It was God.
Dude, I would have.
Mario, draw a picture of that girl listening to the message. Lisa, sad.
With a little fur coat on, man.
We used to play at a club called Canal Street Tavern, which was on a little street called Canal Street in Ohio, and it was a historic area. And anyway, this guy,
fight.
This guy. But anyway, that place he just closed because the owner
sucks.
Died. But so much musical history went through there.
Everybody played there.
Everybody played there, and it was
Zap.
A small. Like no, Zap didn't play there, but it was a small.
They are from Dayton.
Oh, the whole California, the whole LA sound is from Dayton. The whole funk sound. Ohio Players.
Zapp is from.
Zapp. They're all from my hometown.
California.
Roger Troutman.
Love, Dayton loves. Oh, yeah.
Roger Troutman is from my, is where I'm from.
Yeah. California love sounds better than Ohio love.
Anyway, we gotta go. We gotta go. Let's wrap it up.
What's up, Food Podcast? A big shout for Mezcalito.
Yeah, man.
Don't sleep.
Don't sleep on his ass. Don't sleep. Zay. Rodrigo Torre with a Malcolm X hat or extra large hat.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Is that a Malcolm X hat?
Yeah, power of the people.
Oh, okay. Man. I see 40 acres and a mule on the side there.
Some dude told me, why are you wearing a Malcolm X hat today?
But see, that's not the original, because I had the originals that came out. It didn't have all this on
that. No, these are the new ones that look a little bit better.
I bought it when the movie came out. It didn't look like that.
It's not thin.
Yeah.
Stick.
Yeah, it was. It used to be like a rope, the X was. Yeah, it was different.
Like a thin rope.
First time I ever saw my Scott this dude was dressed as Santa spitting fire.
Me the change.
We did a toy drive, and I just and they needed someone to dress up as Santa Claus. I asked my skinny ass to do it. I was like, all right, how to wear pillows.
Zach La Rocha, one of the best Chicano MCs.
You need to start to see it again.
Is that, yeah,
well,
of course.
That's because Joe Rogan has a bigger audience than we do for real. But anyway, Be Real would let us play his music because he's Felipe's friend.
So. Yeah.
Hey, shout out to Be Real.
All right, good night. Let's go.
Peace. Oh, hell no.
Oh, hold on. Christian, that shirt you can get at FelipesWorld.com/shop. Only until November.
Only until November, homie. Later, fools. Shout out to Ted Martinez from Reno. Thanks for listening, homeboy. And shout out to your son for showing up. See you guys next time, man. Thanks for that pre-roll.
Tú eres mi destino y no te imaginas.
It's the B, the O, the Y-L-E, the H, the E-I-G-H-T. Now add the S, Bassies, Los Angeles. Relax, kids, Mezcalito about to handle this. The B, the O, the Y-L-E, the H, the E-I-G-H-T. Now add the S, Bassies, Los Angeles. Relax, kids, Mezcalito about it. Stuck to these streets like some chewed gum. Food, what rhymes I spit out. Flavors used up like new drugs. Living out my dreams, walking DMT. Stalking a weak MC. Stop talking, you ain't popping, you ain't dropping no quality. Only dropping the stock of the scene, please. We literally had a bleed to be where we be. Seeking therapy for drama endured. Revolving the world's an endless storm full of drama and scorn. Palm in my corazón, palm in the fruit of my labor, knowing my worth. You'll know it too when you sit across my table. Now salute, so too ready to die. So alive I've stood, but keep an eye in the sky. Cause tonight I'm in the mood. See my stars shoot through like a drive-by in 92. Just know there's people that died. This shit you're surviving through. I've been fighting too, writing words like mining jewels. Early bird, I finally flew. Late bloomer, I finally bloomed. Hate the wait, but love the anticipation. Rebel without a pause, well, only for ovations. I'm only chasing greatness, attracting all the like minds. Changing lives when I write rhymes. Each night between my queen like a bishop. Balling on a budget like a captain's playing hiccup. Hit you like a hiccup, hit you with the sauce. I'm the boss when the sky falls. I'm the one they call me Flama Blanco. I'm on my Kenny Powers, can't be ignored now. Like Latino spending power, I'm out of fuck. You fools looking like it's powder puff. Thinking that you found a buzz that fat OB out in months. Still the original me within your digital feed. This is the pivotal lead to be legendary. We are the future. Start a riot like NK. Boyle Heights, raise our president. It's the B, the O, the Y-L-E, the H, the E-I-G-H-T. Now add the S, Bassies, Los Angeles. Relax, kids, Mezcalito, about to handle this. The B, the O, the Y-L-E, the H, the E-I-G-H-T. Now add the S, Bassies, Los Angeles. Relax, kids, Mezcalito, about to handle this. Studio's my Oval Office. Review the goals, recoup the loss. Never expose the profits. We weren't supposed to pop it. What they call the rap phenomenon. The world's a quinceañera. I play Chambalan. Drop a bomb. Bombing on them like an 80s mama when you talking back. When the Mexicans get dope and rap, they react like, who taught you that? I could teach you the bigger picture. No IG post the boast. Mimosas want the flash. I'm cash in hand. I'm the plug. You're just spam. You just bug. I go ham. Used to try too hard. Now I am. Feeling myself.
Ray Charles Hook. I give my life for my fam. I had a fight for my spot. Put Boyle Heights in my spot. So now I'm likely to pop, whether you like me or not. Banking off this rap shit forever with these flows and this peyote cat. It's the B, the O, the Y, L, E, the H, the E, I, G, H, T. Now add the S, Bassies, Los Angeles. Relax, kids, Mescalito, about to handle this. The B, the O, the Y, L, E, the H, the E, I, G, H, T. Now add the S, Bassies, Los Angeles. Relax, kids, Mescalito, about to handle this.